Random House Audio presents I Still Dream About You by Fanny Flagg, read by the author. Prologue, September 1955. It's funny what a person will remember so many years later, what sticks in your mind and what doesn't. Whenever he thought back to the year he had worked at the Western Union office, he remembered that little girl. At the time, the entire city of Birmingham was surrounded by a number of smaller suburban neighborhoods, each with its own name and shopping area. Most had two or three churches, a drugstore, a grammar school and high school, a bank, a Masonic hall, a J.C. Penney's, and a movie theater. In Eastlake, where he worked, the Dreamland Theater sat directly across the street from the Western Union office between the barbershop and the grocery store. He had been sitting at his desk looking out the window when he had noticed the pretty brown-haired girl in a green plaid dress. She was the tallest of the three or four little girls walking home from school together that afternoon. It wasn't an unusual sight to see groups of kids going by that time of day. He was used to that, but just as they passed the barbershop, the tall girl stopped in front of the theater, waved goodbye to her friends, then turned and walked inside the two big glass doors and disappeared into the lobby. Dreamland didn't open until 7 p.m. on weeknights, and he wondered what she was doing, going into an empty movie theater all by herself. He even thought about walking across the street to check on her. But a few minutes later, a light came on in a second-floor window next to the big neon sign, and he could see the silhouettes of a woman and the girl walking back and forth.